He aha te mea nui o te ao? He tangata, he tangata, he tangata. What is the most important thing in the world? It is people, it is people, it is people. I love the sentiment expressed here, which comes from a longer whakatauke, Māori, or proverb. It asks how the bellbird would sing if the shoot at the heart of the flax bush was plucked out, and focuses on the importance of the whānau unit for nurturing people. Reference 1. I've referred to this proverb in so many situations to remind my audience about the importance of people to me, our work, and hopefully our society. At the Blind Citizens NZ board meeting in November, I put forward the idea that the title of this column should be the theme for our 2024 annual general meeting and conference, and that it should also be the overarching theme of all we do as an organization over the next 12 months. This was accepted for so many reasons, chief among which is that we must turn our focus towards our people, our branches and networks, and to securing the future of our organization. Central to this thinking is that people are the future of our organization. If the next 12 months are to be transformative, we will need to commit organizational resources, both financial and human resources, to the effort. We will need ideas and cooperation from people to make the transformation a reality we all wish to share in. We will be running an advocacy leadership workshop, and we will put energy into supporting branches and networks to help make Blind Citizens NZ more relevant to a wider number of blind and low vision people. In discussing what we need to think about, one board member asked what we could do with artificial intelligence to help us do what we do. I've had a bit of experience working with ChatGPT this year, both to help me do what I want done, but also so that I can tell when my students are doing their own work. The next three sections of my column were generated with the help of ChatGPT. Each piece is 400 words long and was generated by a single sentence describing what I wanted. I have modified the resulting text to remove obvious clangers in terminology. I think many of you will see that it is definitely not my style, but each section could theoretically have been written by a real person. I hope you'll consider what takeaways you have from reading them. I've provided mine at the end. Production note. Given that the next three items have been generated using ChatGPT, we thought we'd give you the full digital experience by having them narrated using a synthetic voice from 11 Labs. What you're about to hear is text generated by and narrated by two different machines. End of production note.